The nation's airlines are scrambling to cut expenses. They've put in place new restrictions on lower-priced, non-refundable tickets, the kind most flyers use. Many already charge for things that were once free, like paper tickets. And soon, the major carriers may start charging passengers for other things, such as airline food. No surprise that many of these moves are not sitting well with customers, as NPR's Jack Speer reports.
On a recent weekday, passengers flow out of the busy terminal at Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Kurt Babe, a managing director with KPMG, has just returned from Venezuela. He has 4 million miles on American Airlines, and he isn't happy about new restrictions being imposed by some of the airlines. One of them requires passengers pay an extra $80 if they exceed the two-bag limit on check luggage.
I think it's ridiculous. I think they've never enforced any of the bag limits or restrictions ever. Now all of a sudden they have an economic downturn and they're trying to bring back all the rules, and the people that get hurt on it are not mom and dad, it's the business, the lifeblood of the industry that travels every day.
U.S. Airways, which recently filed for bankruptcy, began the latest round of cost cutting. It's focusing on popular non-refundable tickets for 14 and 21-day advance fares. The airline is no longer allowing passengers using those tickets to exchange them toward a future flight or to use them to fly standby. Ben Baldanza is Senior Vice President of Marketing with the airline.
Since business travelers have changed their behavior to more often be able to use the lower fares, we found ourselves in a position where we were providing a series of expensive and valuable services that weren't being compensated for with the low fare.
The average one-way business fare in the spring was $571. That's compared to an average of $93 for the lowest discount fares, according to American Express's corporate travel arm. Richard Abalafia is an analyst with the aviation consulting firm The Teal Group. He says airlines are trying to narrow the gap between those fares as business travelers aggressively seek bargains.
Passengers have shown a real reluctance to pay anything for a ticket. Just having them back in the air, I think, is taking a great deal of work. So I'm not so sure what they're going to pay for extra service at this point in time. This is a very cost-sensitive market. Air transport is rapidly devolving into bus travel with wings.
The major carriers say if they are to remain competitive with the no-frill discount airlines, they need to cut back on many of the extras. Ray Neidel is an airline industry analyst with Blaylock & Partners in New York.
The question is, will other airlines match this, and what will the consumer reaction be to this? I'm not so sure if it will gain consumer acceptance, and maybe the airlines will have to try something else, such as just simplifying their fare structure and getting rid of the real deep discounts and bringing the fare structure up so they can meet their costs.
Some airlines are thinking about going even further with their belt tightening. There are reports the airlines are considering the idea of charging coach passengers for food. All of this is probably going to exasperate already harried flyers. Flying into Baltimore for a family reunion, Chris Riemann said he thinks the new rules will unnecessarily upset passengers.
Why do they want to restrict bags? Does it cost them that much more to schlep a couple of extra bags? I don't think so. I'd rather them just charge more for the airline ticket and give us service.
For the major airlines, there is another potential danger. They run the risk even more flyers will abandon the traditional carriers in favor of the discounters, many of whom do not have the same restrictions in place. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.